She's literally been to, should I say everywhere? She's been to, hello, beautiful. See, I like this glasses. You for take dash me. You for take dash me. Girl, you're looking amazing.
Give thanks.
Oh, how is music going? How is everything?
Music is good. Music is sweet. And everything is going well.
Oh, it's been a minute. Yeah. All I see is I just go on social media and I see her on stage doing her thing. Mm. But you get serious energy.
I don't know where I get it from.
Hey! Yeah. Like, it's serious. Like, do you have anything you do before you go on stage? Or once you call you there, yours is to go and deliver?
Anytime you call me, I'll deliver.
Yeah. Is it because of
even
the
when I'm sick? Yeah, even when I'm sick.
Is it because of the genre you find yourself in that gives you that kind of energy, or you're naturally an energetic person?
I'm naturally energetic. Mm-hmm. And you see, I love doing this. I love being a performer, an artist, and all that. So once you call me, even if you say I should give you freestyle, keke. Yeah, he said you go feel the
you
heat.
You now, you go feel the heat. Today, we'll let them feel the heat. Of course, if you're just joining us, this is Daybreak. It's my guest this morning is Akla. Just go on Facebook right now. Go on Facebook Live and check out what she's wearing. Like, she's looking like, you know, everything is good about her. And, you know, there's something I gathered. I wanted to just get your thoughts on it. So sometimes when I watch you on other platforms, moving from one place to the other, all I hear is, oh, that's Daddy Bosco's girl. That's Daddy Bosco's girl. Like, and even maybe people will attribute it to the fact that it's because you're Daddy Bosco's girl. Like, you're getting everything you need as an artist, from interviews, from meeting people, from doing the things that will propel you to what you want to be. Will you agree? And how does that make you feel?
I agree. It's a plus. But you see, it's, the last time I met you, I spoke about divine alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So once the stars align to help me and the universe has given me and us the tools to work, why not? Daddy Bosco is the cherry on top of my cake.
That's it. Where is our father? Nigel is not where? No, I won't ask you where your father is.
Hi, Daddy. How you doing? Good morning.
No, I just love that bit. And you see, I just want you to know that Daddy Bosco is not only your father. He's all our father.
Yeah, Daddy is one awesome person that everywhere you go, you hear something marvelous about Daddy.
Yes.
And he likes us to work for what we want. It's not because you're affiliated to Daddy or because you're his daughter. So I'm a famous Abu Dhabi. I had to put in the work to get here.
Okay. Yeah. And that's the energy. That's the energy. Daddy Bosco is a positive person, and if you know him, you would know what we are talking about. He's helped a lot of us when you talk about the media space, even with music. Come on. I remember those times when we have to go for events like for Stoneboy, Samini. You should see how he's so passionate about it, and you know, calling on people to, so he can actually look at you and say that, listen, you're the next big thing, and it would definitely happen. So I understand where you're coming from. So the last time you sat here with Andy Dusty, you mentioned the number of tattoos and piercings you have.
I don't have any tattoos though, but me, I love piercings.
So it's more of tattoos. So no tattoos. No, so it's all piercings. All.
Yeah.
So how many piercings do you have?
Today I'm wearing only like 6, but I have like 21.
Eh?
Yeah, approximately 21. Noni Simoni, ona.
Ogbu.
Bani obagbu. E ogbu efiai.
Wow.
Ona, it's what I like. E wakai ba shamipo ne gbo dani ma. It's just me.
Wow.
Yeah, that's my preference. Than the needles, the drawing. Draw tattoo. And he was like, "Ona bends na ke no ko isho heda."
Oh my goodness! But this is so cool. Do you have plans of adding more?
Yeah, I'm not done. There are places that I want to have piercings that maybe. And you see, those procedures are not really hygienic in Ghana. So one day when I'm outside the country, why not?
That's quite interesting.
Yeah.
But you know, how many songs do you have
in all
released so far? Like, if you would say into the system,
Yeah, with Revolution Records, we did 4 singles, and now we've come out with an EP, which is called the Dancehall Queen EP. Mm. Yeah, ooh, to make Ghanaians feel how warm I am and how hot I can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
But with the 4 singles that you have out, yeah, before this EP, which one would you say is your favorite?
Labadi Girl.
Labadi Girl.
Yeah.
Is there a reason? What's the attachment to it?
Labadi Girl is like me just bringing my head out of the shell and trying to make the people who had taken advantage of me in the past and on the low vibration time, no? Mm. Yeah, I just wanted them to know that, hey, if I come out, if I bore, that kind of thing. Yeah.
Was that the one we played?
Yeah, that's the background.
Oh, the Labadi.
Me a real bad gal with the energy. Body girl, me no tiny like macaroni. Me no side chick, fee no horse be clean. Mother road, I'm sexy. Homie, I make it so fast. Them never see me a pass. The only man me trust is the one in the mirror. Only one who knows my today and tomorrow. I'm on tough speed, gravitating so high. Protecting what is mine. The only man me trust is the one in the mirror. Only one who knows my today and tomorrow. Yes, I.
I'm feeling the vibe from Akle. She's my guest this morning here on Daybreak Hits, and she is doing dancehall music like never before. Like, you should feel it. You should feel it, and you can go live on Facebook. Check us out. In fact, we have some beautiful ladies seated here. You like to see beautiful things, so just come on Facebook Live right now and check us out. So we've heard so much. I've heard EP. What's this whole EP about? When is it coming out? How many songs do you have on it?
So the EP is... the EP consists of 6 songs. Mm. Body Good, Bodom, Dancehall Queen, Odose Oko, and a few more. But you see, right now we're promoting Dancehall Queen and Body Good because I have to make that statement and make people know that I'm good in my shoe.
Dancehall Queen and what?
Body Good.
Body Good. Bedash, I wanted to see if we have any of them. Which one can we play?
We can play the Dancehall Queen first.
We have the Dancehall Queen. So let's take a listen to Dancehall Queen from the new EP. This is from the beautiful Akle. Dancehall Queen by Akle, and as you heard it, it looks like we have a lot more. And well, you all have to be somewhere at some point to listen to all these amazing songs from the EP. So what's the title of the EP?
Dancehall Queen.
Dancehall Queen. So you see, the song goes with the title. If we say Dancehall Queen, then you should know that amongst all the princesses, she's the queen. She's amongst all the princesses. She's the queen.
Okay.
And so that's why when someone is a queen, she know that she's the headmistress as well. So
The ringleader.
She's the ringleader. And she's like, look, this is so beautiful. So you have an event to outdoor all of this?
Yes, please. It's happening live tonight at the backyard.
Yeah. Tonight?
Yes, at East Legon, the backyard.
East Legon is not far from me. Wherever I'm going today, it's not far from me.
No, it's not.
It's not. Mm-mm. So at all costs, I have to be there. Mm-hmm. What time is it starting?
It's starting from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m.
Oh, then I go there. Because I was thinking that, you know, usually when they start at 6, they'll finish at 8 or something. But if it's a Uchong,
okay,
so that one there, it is likely to happen. Is it open and invite? I mean, everybody's invited?
No, it's strictly by invitation.
So it's truly by invitation.
Please. Yes, please.
Oh my goodness, please. You know how it is. If you have not been invited, don't get up and go. I say, if you go, when you read them, you say, oh, where's your invite? You say, oh, I don't have any.
But
no.
I know her.
I know her.
She said I should come and wait for her. Please, if you call Akle at that point, I can assure you that you will not. Look, she will not have her phone with her. She will not have her phone with her. Nanda Koka has Koka.
Cash like me, baby.
Ota ne la me la la. You want the Dancehall Queen? Hey, what exactly do you want to ask? We have played a song.
An apologetic with the force, fierce and bold in a dancehall story. I'm detailed, tall, contagious vibes can't be denied in a dancehall style. Me are the standing pride. You want me no, Bobby?
Yeah.
So what
do you want to ask?
Yeah.
Uncle, please ask the question in English.
You said you're doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yes, please.
And if you don't have invitation, what does that suppose?
Oh, crack, hi.
What you mo?
Ona keke onunia a fetu en one shot e baba. E o sanu oyase. A fetu tu.
Okay, so you in trouble.
I'm not coming.
Oh, that is sweet.
But now, even aside Akle, let's be honest. You're here. You've not been invited anywhere. Then you've seen that somebody is doing their party. Just get up and go there.
Mm-hmm. But now we read obituary. We look for those things on social media. We look,
you don't add me to it.
I come from lie. I don't come from Mosu.
I'm from lie. I'm not from Mosu. Osu no mo wajelo dua. In July, cafe ni wekume bashe mi mpabu fai. Angela.
Oh my goodness.
But you see, the vibe. Mm-hmm. I like the vibe about her music.
Okay.
And I think she was here on Saturday.
Okay, where?
On Adum.
Adum, okay.
There is certain attitude about her
that
for me, she understands what she wants.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, she sat in the reception for almost about 4 hours on Saturday. She was cool. You could see the team were jittery and everything. And she was just telling them, just...
You are talking about Saturday. What was it? There was one morning. She was so relaxed in the
same,
car.
Same like, this morning to the same thing. I got here and she was
that's
already.
One thing. She's always on time.
You see, there is attitude by certain young female artists like it is me sister me unimu po na metiu, but you see when you see people with humility you try to find out what they are about and everything. After the interview with Mike Two, I mean I told Mike Two that I think he has to go to Metro TV3 and we should, because the humility and her eagerness to get the song. And we don't have female in this side though. I think this year she's the second person I've heard who is really into
pushing
the dance house style.
Okay.
I mean apart from Mr. Logic's girl.
Okay.
Yes. But this is the typical, this is the kind of dance hall we need. Somebody who makes the mood. That place is not peace. You have to take it by force. And I think I like the energy.
I think the attitude also comes with a lot of experiences, because I remember the first time I sat here with her, she mentioned about the fact that, I mean, she's seen a lot, people have taken a lot from her. It's like you have to go through certain phases to be able to get to that point that now look at her. You see that what she's doing, she's not rushing. She's not taking anything, like she's who she is. Mimale, Bojibo.
Yeah, because I've come to an understanding and that everything works together for me. For my good, the good and the bad and the ugly works together for me. And all things come to me. If I say I'm a queen, I should attract. I shouldn't chase.
Yeah,
and humility is the currency around this place. So why not? And humility pays, because so far I've seen the arrogant fall. Yeah, they fall into their face and it was very nasty. I've seen a couple of people who were great, and because they feel they were over the roof, they came down. So why not just be myself? And if I say I'm authentic.
This, humility, there is another one. Bedash. There is also another brand. It's called Bedash.
Bedash.
Called J Humility or Bedash.
I didn't say this one. So this evening in East Legon, right?
Yes, please.
Would you want to give us the name of the place or?
Yeah, the backyard.
Backyard.
It's called the backyard.
The backyard. Yeah. So please, as you heard, the backyard.
When you get to American House, the American House building is saying, slow. Oh, Jen, Jemeno, follow me one side.
Okay. So you've heard it, and just like she said, it's strictly by invitation. You know, some of these events, it's not for everybody. If it's a concert, then we can say it's for everybody. This is an EP listening, more like we are all going to listen to these songs, and then after that, if there's any feedback, if there's anything, we give to them. Mind you, when it comes to EP listening, it's not for children. to be able to invite people to come and listen to your song. If I say people, these are just not ordinary people, but these are industry greats, then you should know that a lot of work has been put into it. So yes, you have to be invited to be able to be there. So don't go and say, oh, Akla is my friend. I've been watching her on social media. I've been chatting her on social media. So it means my brother, my sister, if you are not invited, they will show you the door. Don't go and say that you came and they didn't allow you in. Please, she will not be at the gate. You then only
no
see her.
Then no call you.
Then no call you. Then okay, no call so you. Right
if
now
you
I'm
say you like him.
Mm.
There are places for everybody.
Exactly.
Follow the song.
Mm.
Listen, she's your own.
Mm-hmm.
Often, me area, Oje. Which area?
Njelabad, Nje Madina.
Mm-hmm.
So, Charlie, we need to support her.
Yeah,
it's your own.
Yeah.
I mean, when you take Ali Chakangpe and I think a few others, currently there is no strong musician in La. Yeah, so Charlie, hold her. Homo War is coming. Promote the song. We should do something.
I want to believe after the EP listening, the likelihood of a concert will definitely have it.
Yes, please.
We'll have it.
It should happen.
So we'll all.
You say you are la. Now we are
gonna gang osu sempe wafen kelabadi teshinungwa manprobi wafen gamenji wo. Yeah, so please support your girl Akle and follow me on social media at Akle Music. AKLERH. Yes, please.
Nah.
She's talking, you should be typing. You said you know type. You say you're from people they talk to, you know they type.
Akla actually mentioned something, and when she said it, I did hear what she said, but someone has actually even typed what she said.
Mrs.
Says a queen must attract, she must not chase. Humility is the currency around this place. I've seen many fall in their face. This is what she said. Yes, this is what she said. I don't know whether Robert was telling me that it's
and
something
this one,
I can't.
We all know it's not a GBC.
No, I'm thinking. But do you know Robert? One, you know Robert is my manager. Yes. Robert Clark is my manager. So maybe he's trying to tell me that, like, yeah, I don't know. No. Maybe I can use it to ragga or rap or something.
At this time, it is stressing. Is that who they manage you?
be careful, Robert Clark is.
Ghana Music Awards, they pull out like they pull changing.
But it doesn't stop him from, I mean, listening and commenting on things.
Akla,
talking about the TGMAs, I mean, is this something you're looking forward to being in there sometime?
Yeah, it is a dream, and I hope my dreams be fulfilled. Like I said, I don't chase, I attract. So I know it will come to me in due time. I believe in the divine timing. I'm not rushing the process. Life is too short to rush. Yeah, so with Revolution Records, I know that we're going to go to higher heights. Yes.
Very soon, we'll compete with the men in that category. That's all.
If every girl in the music game is as vocal, confident, relaxed, and going for what they need with their style, I don't think we will struggle to have female stars.
The only challenge is that rap musicians like some of us, let me speak for my colleagues. So the thing is that, you see, we are musicians in our own way, but we don't have the confidence, because for instance, if you put me on the spot right now, I'll have to sit down and write my lyrics.
And you see, I want to correct what you said. Parents, please advise and teach your girl children to go for what they want. And kill that fear. Fear is what hinders us from being the stars that we are supposed to be. Fear hindered me until I was 28 before I woke up from my sleep. So, you see, it's from the house. And thank God I have somebody like my father that says, Ubanyo fi. What of a father that says, oh, we're holding a minya show, say.
Yeah, school.
Ukun akwalana spirita. Oba abontinya. As a rubber bag, and I'm from him. Baby, I'll be longing.
My own, the fear of rap is the only problem. That is so.
But you can do it. I like taking risks.
I will sing.
You do what?
I'll sing. But of course.
Calling them 10 like Bedash with 10 pasta. Oh, it's easy, people come church.
Yeah, but the music.
Oh,
no, music, any will feel more money. It's spiritual. Yeah. And people think, oh, if you go to the studio, no, ebefa. No. Mm-hmm. You have to understand what you are doing. Mm-hmm. You have to love the journey. Mm-hmm. The sweet, the bitter, the ugly. You have to. There are certain times I wake up and I feel like I don't want to do this. But I remember the reason why I started and where I've gotten to. I don't think I can stop anymore. Yeah, sometimes I'll be in the market buying groceries and somebody's like, I just saw a Claire in Madina Market. But I'm like, oh, but me ye jala. Hello? See, Ona, the journey still continues.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think your journey has been beautiful. I've been following some of the things you've been doing at Jamrock and stuff like that. And I think from the first time to the second to the third, I think it's getting better.
Yeah,
I like your interactions. And I like how deep you are. You know exactly what you want.
Yeah.
Yes, and parents like us.
I like
should be
the advice. I like the advice she gave.
Yeah, and parents like us should be able to kill the fear in our kids, so that we can push them,
There is a certain flow when she mentioned the jam rock. There is a certain vibe you are able to create and sustain
when he's on live band.
Yes,
when she's on the live band.
How do you do it?
You see when. Back then when I ran from home and went to Nigeria, I went to learn how to do live band.
Wait, sister.
At Ritalori Hotel in Nigeria. People that know me know that they know what I'd been through in that place just because of music. If a live band tomo practice, ni agbenenshe mainstream, sani macho amakenshe. Growing up, I was a bit rebellious because I felt like, why these people, they don't understand me. They don't want me to do what I want to do. And I did, little did I know that there's process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so me, I wanted to be free like a bird.
So how did you move from the house to Nigeria? I just want to understand how you were able to get your way to Nigeria. And when you go to Nigeria, how did you survive there?
Oh, I survived. Me woman store here, can it be fair?
That is survival.
Yeah, that's the survival I'm talking about. So if you see me humble, I've seen yama yama yama, and I've decided to just
breathe.
Be cool and be clear.
Mm-hmm.
And let the spirit take over.
So how is that respond from Nigeria to your music, especially because you did a bit of the high life, mm-hmm. the live band and the
The few that know me, they follow what I do till present day. Someone like my former boss in Nigeria, he follows everything I do and he shares my stuff over there for people to also see that something is going on with this girl who came all the way from Ghana to do this, and she left and she didn't just go and sleep on whatever she had. Like the story of the talents. Some were given 5, some were given 3, some were given 1.
Yeah.
And the one person went to put it under the block. Mm-hmm. I didn't put mine under the block. Here I am today doing this thing. And I've seen it. I'm a living testimony that prayer works.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm a living testimony that you have to believe in your dreams. Because nobody can chase it for you, like Ashake said.
Mm.
Only you can chase what you want. Yeah. So
I love
that. This is me.
Oh my goodness, Claire, I've learned a lot from it. It's like if we're to see,
I'm
like,
very alluring, right?
Yeah, like there's a lot more you share that, like, I'm sure we'll probably open our mouths because that's why I'm saying that with all of this is the humility for me.
Yeah.
It's the humility for me. And I don't say this because I know that Ibosco are clear, but if you see her anywhere, before she will even turn to look at you, it comes with smiles. It comes to like, Charlie, what's up? Like, there's nothing. It's like, it's just an easy feeling that she wants you to feel comfortable. Even if she doesn't know you, to say hello, to say hi, it's so easy for her. And so if you see her anywhere, you find her anywhere, just say hello and trust me, you get that beautiful smile back. Sometimes whatever you're going through, sister will even make you feel good about it. Like, forget about it and live your life. And that's what I love about you.
It's in one of my Gbodom songs. One of the songs on the EP is called Gbodom. Say, forget your sorrows and dance. Yeah, forget your sorrows. Gbodom. You can't get ahead if you get dead. If you hear Gbodom, don't wait for Gbadain. Real kind of love, we are sure to the street. Light up and jump on the beat. Me just watch them from me sitting at the corner. Ooh, na 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 na. You feel asking Diana. If I never hate each other, happy people, they ain't hating. Hating people, they not happy, ain't you? Now me say, Brian can't do him, mumu. True, them can't stop the melody, them things say a fallacy. Forget your sorrows and dance.
Woo! You say if you don't hear what
the bodom, if you hear bodom, don't wait for badai.
Oh, so badai you bag bodom. So I for don't wait for my badai.
Oh, this is a beautiful piece. You should have an invitation to go and listen to the EP. I'm sorry if you don't have it. If you don't have it, then you just have to stay online. When the EP is finally out, you can listen to all the songs on it. And we can only pray and wish the best for her. Yeah. But I know that everywhere I see her, I would just love to come and sit down, watch her perform, and also enjoy every bit of her.
Yeah, so the EP is out.
It's actually out.
Yeah, we Revolution Records released it on Wednesday. Okay. That was 17th April.
So that was just 2 days ago.
Yeah, so
it's out.
I'm calling the industry people and a few loved ones to come and listen. And if they have any advice or criticisms, they can let me know. Then I work on myself, or polish the shoe and let people see their face in it.
That's it.
I love this.
Oh, Akla, it's always a pleasure to have you here on radio and even on TV. Look, it's just a vibe, and we can only wish you the best. And I pray that a lot more learn from you.
Yeah.
I mean, it's life. People will see you, and people would want to associate themselves with you or even learn from you. So I like the fact that you've given that space for people to learn that around you. But of course, I know that you have a lot of people you would want to appreciate, especially starting your journey of music till today. And I just want to give you that because I know you have a lot to share.
First of all, I want to say a very big thank you to Jah Almighty for bringing me this far and keeping me strong, because the battle is not easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the mantle he gave to me first, I didn't know. Now I know. It will be an ashray. And also, I want to thank Revolution Records CEO, Mr. Nathaniel Amachi, Oscar, and everybody who's in Medina working together to bring this EP to life. Mm. And also, I want to thank Hits FM for holding me down today. I want to thank Ajele Doku for always checking up on me. Sometimes I wake up and I see some, "Hi sis, how you doing?" She didn't give me that sense of belonging, because me and Benyanyu, honestly, I don't have friends.
Trust you, welcome you, welcome you.
And I want to thank my father, Daddy Bosco. God bless you for everything you're doing for me, because even when I was stubborn, it came here and show me near me. Yeah, honey, me den che in fair uni ya shi. I thank him very much for having me as a daughter. And I want to thank my daughter, Makeda. Mommy loves you.
Aww.
Because one day she wrote in her essay in her school that, "I love my mommy because she corrects me when I'm wrong." And that brought tears to my eyes. Like, she knows me. She knows how I like to multitask and all that. And she wrote it in the essay. So at least she's seeing what I didn't see in me before now. Yeah, so I want to thank everybody.
Oh, we are also grateful, and we thank God for having such a beautiful talent.
And also,
like,
I want
you
to thank DJ Hagla. Somebody, you see, I changed my number from my previous number to another one because
he still found it.
If he's playing my songs, I'm in my house and someone calls me, I'm like, DJ Haglanel, yes, I do. And DJ Bridash, thank you. God bless all of you.
Bridash with his punk.
The name again.
If you hear Badum, don't wait for Badani.
Bridash, you must do sick tune, no. If you hear Bridash.
Oh my God.
If you hear Badam, Bridash.
Oh my goodness.
Mrs. Botedo quizzes and she's like, "Hey, Akle."
Oh my goodness, I know, right? Oh, but of course, we'd like to say thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, yes. And thank you so much, Robert, for your advices as well. It says you have to love the journey, the sweet, the bitter, the ugly. So yes, and that's what, of course, Akle talks about here. And we're so grateful. We're so grateful. Thank you so much. We wish you all the best. And of course, this evening, You all who have been invited, let's go. You all who have not invited, let's stay in our homes.
Please, one more thing. Mm. You see, MTN has blessed me with this color tune thing. So I want people to subscribe, *1355, and at least help your sister make a living. Yeah.
*1355#. Okay.
Yeah.
So just get it, and you get to have Akle's music as your color tune as well. So let's keep it moving. Let's get things done. Thank you once again.
Yes, thanks.
And don't forget, it's still Daybreak Kids here on Hits 103.9 FM, and we have a lot more. From now until 10 a.m., make sure you are still in the process of winning money for yourself. *281# is the number. Dial as many times as you can. When you dial, it will take you straight to number 5, which shows you're listening to Hits FM. Follow the prompt, and at the end of the day, when you win the money, you don't spend it with me, but make sure when you win it, you have a good time this weekend. Course. Well, this morning she is here. Hello. Good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. And it's good to have you once again.
Oh, man. Good to be here.
Oh, let me ask. So, the last time you came here, I think you came with Abiyama,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, since that time, should I say that was probably 2-3 years ago? Oh, yeah. 2 years ago. How has it been? How has it been from that time till now in terms of the conversations we had? I mean, looking at where you were coming from, the support, everything you needed as a person, how has it been for you since then?
I think it has been amazing because I don't know if they heard our conversations. This year, a lot of things changed.
Okay.
I've been nominated for the TGMA.
Oh, there she is. Congratulations.
Thank
beautiful. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
I'm happy to hear that. I know it's not easy, especially considering the fact that you are out up there. And, you know, sometimes having to work hard to even come here to push what you want the world to know about is not easy.
Yeah.
But I like the way you're making use of social media. It's like when it comes, you see it, you feel it.
That's our only TV for now. So we have to make use of it because people are following me there.
Mm-hmm.
So every day you need to make sure you post some of your works because you don't know who is watching.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do I believe that you're here because you know about the nomination and you also want to push that agenda?
Yes, please.
Okay. So what are you waiting for? How do we vote for you anyway?
I think the short code is in. So
okay.
But you can only vote through only on Telecel SIM.
Okay.
Yes.
Don't worry. If we don't, we'll go and buy it. Anana.
Sure.
Yeah, when do you go and buy it?
Yeah.
We'll go and buy it.
Women movement.
What movement? Men movement day inside.
Yeah, man.
Me too, I have one.
Me too.
I have. Hey.
So you see.
Hey, people.
Telecel, I have two.
You have two. You're a headmaster.
She's my girl. I listened to the interview. It was amazing.
Oh.
Some of the things she said.
Mm.
All the way from there, how she projects herself, how she positions herself. An amazing manager who will go anywhere. As the interview is going on, she was outside trying to book more interviews and other things. After the show, we sat outside. The manager was trying to get her to engage everybody. And the young ones are doing things. The aged felt it was a privilege.
Yeah.
But this time, they are trying to get everybody.
Mm-hmm.
They are appreciating who is the main person, the connect, the link. They just want to make sure that they don't know who will be the discovery for them. And I think we need to push her so that at least there should be another son from the north. So we all need to go out there.
Alafta, when you heard about your nomination for the unsung category, how did you feel?
Oh my God, like, I didn't believe it. They told me, I was in my room. Then my manager called me and was like, yo, Lion. That's how he called me. So he was like, Lion, this year you've been nominated. And I was like, oh, Charlie. Frank Ajayna, man.
I know, right?
For that. He was like, oh, it's true. So make sure you pack your things tomorrow. We go out. I said, Just like that.
I know,
I said, okay. So the next morning, I was patiently waiting for him to call me. He called and he was like, you have to be here because we are going to Tamale Airport. I said, hey, yes, I go for a plane.
Oh, my goodness.
You I did not say.
Oh, the last time when you came through, you used the bus. It's difficult. It's very painful. Stressing. Like, you just sit in the bus and you just keep talking.
Jai, koko drama no enye is the bus boot now. Oh. Now, me say, me it's not playing the man I make a show me nyanko ponse. Play where I'm at na mui. Oh. Rade, ma, me it's not playing musa and a bus here, my friend. Me it's not buda.
Amen. Yeah. Oh my goodness, yeah, this is so funny, but this is amazing. I like the feeling.
This is how it is.
Yes, it's not easy.
It sounds funny, but that is somebody's reality.
No, it is her reality, and I am happy she's happy. Yeah. Because the last time we sat here, it was not the same like this. You know that you're good, you know you have the talent, but you're not getting the support. Mm. So for you to get a nomination now, and then you're told, let's go to Accra, but this time you're not going to the bus station, but we're going to sit on the flight and come. And we did how many hours? Probably an hour or two. And you were in Accra.
Yeah, it was an hour.
An hour and you're in Accra. Yeah. If you are going by bus, you take the whole day.
You go catch here tomorrow morning.
Yeah. I'm serious. Yes.
Yeah, from our place to here.
Yes. It would take
there like 7 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, it would take the whole day. So
if you leave around 12 by 7, 8, you should be here.
In the afternoon.
Yeah.
And then... Then by between 6 and 8 a.m. You're in Accra.
Whoa. Are you hoping to win?
Interval. Hey, we did take home. We are taking it home. The only female from the north.
Yeah.
We are taking it home.
I mean, I'm rooting for you, girl. Trust me, I'm rooting for you.
Thank you very much.
If you don't win, what happens?
We push our work. If we keep pushing.
That's all I want to hear, because sometimes, you know, some people, when they are not able to make it, then it just messes up everything. So I like the fact that you have that mindset that, listen, I'm here to win. If it doesn't happen, I'm still working towards it.
You should give him an opening so that sister can show her what she brought from the north.
The opening. Oh, if Robert is listening, we also want the opening.
That's all. But Robert, I be your manager.
My manager, don't worry. Don't worry.
Manager,
I will speak to my manager because my manager is listening to us.
Get your act ready because the opening there, Ebefa, because your promo. We are pushing it. That Clara should make it happen.
Mm.
That from the north, the sun from the north go open.
Amen. The heat from the north is open.
Anyway, me as Israeli and start
here. I love that. I mean, considering your music promotions, in terms of the north and the south, which one is more difficult?
The south.
Tell me why it's difficult.
Because sometimes it's very difficult for you to... go to a radio station and tell them you want to promote yourself or they should give you the platform for you to share your works. Mm. If you don't have someone, the other time, if we didn't know you, we wouldn't be here.
Exactly.
So sometimes if you don't know someone and someone to, if you don't link you up, it's very difficult. Mm. And staying in Accra alone is hectic. Accra, they talk to stay by flannel, me are they here, but as I come here, where I see say that. It be real,
yeah. I know, right? Yeah, but you'll be fine. It's very soon, who knows? I mean, we've seen artists who have moved from, their regions to come and officially stay in Accra. So it's a gradual process. It will come, and it will come to pass. So at the moment, with all you're doing and everything, are you on a label now?
No, I'm just working with my team.
You're working with your team?
Yes, please.
Okay, I mean, it's never too late. It's a matter of time. So I just pray that you all can work together as a team. Once as a team, keep pushing. I mean, your manager... The years back when you came in, he was with you.
Yes.
I'm happy that he's still here with you. So, for instance, if I want you for a show, you're not on a record label, aside your manager, how do I get through to you or your team?
You will have to talk to him.
He's the only one?
Yes.
Is there a way, because, for instance, I know you, but if I don't know him, how do I go about it?
So when you go to my pages, there's a number there.
Okay.
So you take the number and then you call.
Okay, so that's his number.
Yes, please.
Okay, so if you go on Alapta One's page, and I want to believe that Alapta One is on all the social media platforms, the same
media,
name.
Facebook,
name. All right, so when you go on there, as she said, there's a number there. If you dial that number, you get through to her manager and you can have her for any show you want. Do you write your own songs? What the question I've asked.
I don't know why this question is always asked.
Yeah, because maybe it's the lyrics.
Yeah.
Is the I mean, you know, so we just want to know, do you write it yourself?
We dear upon heat, right on me.
Go ahead, feel free.
You know, let me do some freestyle right
okay,
now.
Okay, please. You all with can come upon on
heat, uh-huh. Right on the ring, I feel upon the seat. Anytime we touch down the mic, I feel bleed. In short, already laptop one day upon the lead. Comfortable lead. Watch how we are set, you all place a bliss. Boy, them violate, them a digging them a grave. We school them fake MCs upon the slate. See how the not girls how the blood clear wave. Watch how we are set, you all place a bliss. Boy, them violate, them a digging them a grave. We school them fake MCs upon the slate. See how the not girl shoddy blood clear wave.
Woo! That's it. So she
but
answered.
We came.
We
also came.
We are conquered.
Yes, yeah, baby, yeshia.
You have a new song, right?
Yes.
Okay, please. This one, dear, fire. Don't worry. You haven't missed on anything. And of course, just like she has a new song as well. I want us to listen and then we'll continue the conversation because the studio inside make hot. What's the title of this song?
Big God.
Big God. And that's a new one from our laptop. So one, let's take a listen. When we come back, the conversation continues. I have Ria here. I have Nigel and I also have Coca in the studios of Hits FM. Name is Alapta One. And yes, she has been nominated in the TGMA on song category. After listening to this song, you know what time it is. You know what to do. And yes, I must admit that our females are doing so well. I'm so happy to, you know, experience this because for some time now we have complained about how our female artists are not doing so well. I mean, they're doing so well, but maybe they are not getting enough push. So if we're seeing things like this, we can only support them. Alapta One.
Big sis.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So if we are to say, you know, sometimes we don't want to, but if you look in the north, you are in Upper East. Mm-hmm. Who would be your biggest competitor?
Let me. I don't get any competitor. I just did my lane.
Nobody
do my
did
thing.
There. If you pay, you did there.
No, I just did my lane. To do my
you
thing.
Just did your lane.
I don't
of course.
See anybody as my competitor or something. No.
Now that you sit here, I want to ask. This is a bit personal, like. Mm. Looking at yourself from the day you decided that this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Now, marking all the journeys from what you have been through, the challenges, today you are here. What does it tell you?
Always be grateful. Hard work, discipline, dedication, prayers.
Very important.
Yeah.
I remember the first time I had you here, I went home and I saw One Love the Kobolo, and all he said was that girl, she's fire.
Big shout outs to him. He was the first person that shot one of my videos for
me. He told me I was.
He came to the north and then he heard a lot about me. So he came and he was like, I want to do something for you.
Yeah, he told me.
He shot the video for
me. When he said it, I was sure. I was like, "What?" I asked him, what did you go and do in the north? But I noticed One Love is one person who loves to see good things, and when he sees the good things, he goes for them.
Yeah.
So I wasn't surprised that he mentioned you and told me how talented you are, and said that you just need just a little push, and if you get it, you get
God
to where you want
him.
To get
God
to. So
bless him. I mean, really appreciate the support.
Yeah, I'm also happy about that. Let me just give my panel the opportunity to also say or ask questions they want to ask. Let me start, Ria. I'll start with you.
Hi, Doreen.
Hi, Ria. It's good to see you this morning.
Good to see you. Okay, so, sweetheart, I like stories like yours, okay? And it's very refreshing to listen to you. You are so raw. You are hungry, and you are, from the look of things, you're ready to work. I remember when the last time you were here, I was here, and I have seen tremendous change.
Thank you.
In you. You are not the same girl that came to sit here. Your outfit has changed. Your outlook has changed. Everything is looking good
Thank
on you.
You.
So, congratulations on bagging the Unsung Awards nominee.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yeah, that category. And we are rooting for you. We are rooting for you.
Thank
and
you.
I always love the hard work. I mean, one of the success stories ever to come out of the North is your brother Fancy Gadam, yeah, or mm-hmm. our brother Fancy Gadam. And you can see what he's been able to achieve with the hard work. So don't put it at the back of your head that you are a woman. You understand me. I don't want to say the famous phrase that will make Mr. Kuka eat me up. but you know what I'm thinking about,
yeah,
right?
Yes.
Very good. So put it at the back of your head and fight harder. If the man is doing it 100%, you can do it 200%. You understand me? All right. Congratulations,
darling.
Thank you
very much.
All right. Headmaster, Kuka Kuka.
I have a soft spot for her because I mean, we don't have enough of people going beyond the Afrobeat. I mean, everybody wants to
do Afrobeat,
be
Afrobeat
in the box. Mm-hmm. And graciously today, the two artists we have are living outside the box.
Mm.
And these are people who are not just doing music because they're doing music. I mean, I told you, I saw her passion coming for an interview on Saturday. They were here before the producer and the host got in.
Got here.
Where they were asked to sit, they were there. I come from a place when you're disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
I think I roll with you.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a sense of belonging and you know your purpose, and that defines her.
Yeah.
I think this year,
mm-hmm.
I don't know whether there is another woman in the Unsung, but I'll urge women and men
mm-hmm.
that we should create a new star.
Yeah.
This is the first time Telecel is sponsoring
the awards.
We should make history with her.
Mm.
That during that time, she was the first person. I can tell you, she will not disappoint. And as I said, Clara, you've always supported women. You've always given opportunity to people.
Yeah.
Make us proud. Give her that opening act. And I tell you, there are other things that will come out of it, because we have taken the North for granted for a very long time.
Hmm.
If we can't take the awards to them, we should honor them with a platform.
Mm. Okay.
We are here. People are struggling to sell the stadiums, but they are selling stadiums already.
Mm.
I'm saying this year, Unsung, let's give it to her. DJs, producers, let's create content for her. Let's play her music. Let's produce her. Let's project her. She is the creative arts for the tourism drive in the North.
Mm.
And we need to package it. It's been a long time a radio station or a media hub created a star, and I'm asking that we make her the star we want to, so that we all can be bold about it. After Sakodie, I can't remember any other artist a media house can say we've done. So let's do it. I know Hagla is doing everything for them, but this is a special case I'm making appeal that we all need to get inside and drive it to make it purposeful. Because make time and go to the digital platform and listen to her songs.
You
will not switch off.
You saw
the way that she gave you the challenge. When you ask the question that whether you write a song, she gave you a demonstration to say that this is me. This is all I have.
Yeah.
So please, let's help her.
This is my first time encountering her. And for me, a first impression is everything. It's the way she came in and she was greeting everybody and she's being respectful. That's another thing. Humility. Akla was here and said that humility is a currency right now. The first thing you meet, most people, you know, don't have it. But when you meet somebody who is disciplined, like Kuka said, you can tell. It's not pretense. If it's pretense, you can tell. We always have attitude when we come into places, but hers is a different thing altogether.
Yeah.
I was thrown off.
Because we've been in the studio, people come in all the time. I'm not saying don't do it, but like, you know, it gives you a different impression of it. I like her excitement. You can tell the joy is coming from within. When you work hard and you accomplish things, the joy is on a different level. Mm-hmm. And I pray that you keep going higher and higher and higher. And don't, sometimes it's going to be difficult. There are times you're going to wake up and go like, oh my God, I'm tired. But you have to remember where you're coming from and what the intention is. And this is something that you chose, a path you chose. Nothing good comes easy. Mm-hmm. If it comes easy, then it ain't good. Am I lying, headmaster?
You're
so
right.
Hard work pays, and nothing good comes easy. So keep pushing. You've been able to make it into the Ensemble. It wasn't easy. You worked hard for it. Be proud of it. Jump. Even if you get it or you don't get it, sweetheart, bask in that. And then pick up and then keep pushing and moving forward. Mm. You understand me? I'm proud of you. I love your song.
Yeah,
you're welcome, sweetie.
And I'm sure we're all proud of our laughter. One, before we wrap it all up, is there anything you'd like to say before we wrap it up?
Yeah, I want to say a very big thank you to you and all of us here. Thank you for the encouragement. Thank you for the advice.
Oh, I'm getting emotional.
Oh, no. Please allow her. You know, sometimes, please.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I want to tell my people from the north that the codes are out and is on all my digital platforms. So please go vote. They've been complaining when the code will come out. Charlie, now it comes. I beg. All my nerdiness. And I have some great fans from Adafianu,
okay,
Pando, my votarians, I beg, make you go vote, give me. Yeah, man, thank all you very right. much. And please follow me on all social media handles. The name is Alapta One. Big God is out on all the streaming platforms. Guys, please go check it out for me.
All right, so her name is Alapta One, and thank you so much for coming through this morning. Let's go support her, let's follow her, let's stream her music, let's support her, and let's also vote for her to win the unsung category at this year's TGMA. Thank you once again, and we wish you all the best. Don't forget, it's still Daybreak It's here on Hits 1039 FM. And before I go on that music break, I have Josephine. Where have the ladies been? Good morning, Josephine.
Morning.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you.
I have been waiting to hear a lady's voice to tell me that she won maybe some money for herself. So it looks like you're the first lady I'm getting right now.
Yes.
Congratulations to you, Josephine.
Thank you.
I hope I've given you a reason not to worry this weekend.
Yes.
All right. Okay. I wish you all the best. And please keep tell people that it is real so they should also try. Okay.
Okay.
All right then. Have a lovely day. 9 FM, of course, this is Daybreak Hits. And it's now time for Showbiz Review. Just like I mentioned earlier, I have Nino here, I have Ria, I have Najila, I also have Coca here. And together, we are going to dissect this particular issue that when I saw the headline, I was like, hey, Ghana people. So our story this morning says that people are mounting pressure for Funny Face to be jailed. People are mounting pressure for Funny Face to be jailed. Let me give you more details and then we can play the audio. So the family of the victims hit by Funny Face in last month's vehicle accident at Kakraba in Kaswa have disclosed that some people are mounting pressure for Funny Face to be jailed. They want him to face the full rigors of the law and possibly be incarcerated for the charges leveled against him. Funny Face is in court for hitting 5 victims with his vehicle on March 2024. That was just last month. And he has since been charged with drunk driving, reckless driving, and causing harm. Now, the district court at Kaswa Akwele has granted him 120,000 Ghana cedis bail, and he has since April 9th, 2024, been out of police custody. The case is still pending, and Nana Akomia, the grandfather of the 2 victims, that's the children, during a visit by Funny Face in the company of some family members and his management team, disclosed that many people, including some media houses, have asked the family to mount pressure on law enforcement agencies to ensure that Funny Face was jailed. Well, let's take a listen to the audio, and then when we come back, we'll have that conversation here on the show.
We say now I'm one. I can't for how I brought one. Oh my! Now you're free. Miss video no mum when you radio stations in the TV saying you move farm be one for the hammer. Men pay the may you mama, men pay brother. But mamma for them attach on mobile and no wonder me, Nana Kumana hold Bomidia, why no cast or no cast and may messy. May messy, my minion, may messy. No, 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 Yamiad Moho, a fish chimino, and I are fine because of finance and summer. I believe to me, yes, and the devil for years, and then, yeah, and send on nine from the pet for years to Christo, and funny Yana Cran and Ajanqua, and Manahu, none the pa, I hear I know, on Mohumbra.
And he has a sense now, and Mofrano, and who ye? Mamma Brewano, and I caca cry, Doctor for Eshe. Ah, ononso, ebeka se, na pumu, eye, wenyi pa, nti wun se, ebano, boom, sa, ubiya wenyi sa, adi adi eka krebi kanwa. We understand, se, or that's why you're sabia. Nti, bebiya, funny face, issue na kwa kuduni.
This is where the issue has gotten to. So, Funny Face was in the family house of the victims to render an apology for the accident. Funny Face and the team were received warmly and they had an insightful conversation. They encouraged Funny Face to build a better relationship with God to help restore his life. Wait till concern you that you have called the man that they should go and jail Funny Face. Not yet then. So then what? I'm just asking, no. I'm just asking, and at this juncture,
the man should have videoed so that if he can mention,
that
he
one
should have shown the video of the people who want.
He's an older man, so they are calling him on phone. Daddy, munching into.
So at least when they finish, keep the numbers.
You know, sometimes old folks they have a way of handling some of these things. He's only telling Funny Face so that he can be careful.
This issue, I feel. When you take Funny Face, Abnakoko, sometimes families make it seem like all these people have social media. You get me? When people go through these things, and one of the things I constantly recommend that in every institution, it should be a quarterly routine that you go for your mental health update. It should be a daily, because stress and people being exposed to situations they've not encountered brings a lot of discovery about the person. Somebody might have mental issues, but why is it nyambo munti? Until your travgator no work, nobody go insult you. Sometimes our family forgets who we are. We saw it coming. Funny's issue, everybody saw it coming. We were excited that he was giving us update of things he writes, and you go, you see comment session, you see views. These were not it. It has gotten to a time they need family around him.
I think I saw a video of Kofi TV interviewing family. Now sometimes I say,
do you know where that house is?
Yes, I know, but Koka, you know, sometimes because we don't see it doesn't mean it doesn't happen. Because maybe these family members don't want to be in the public eye, but it doesn't mean they don't care or they don't.
That I have been there once, and I realize that you're living alone and all you have is your dogs. You get up, you go into your room, you watch TV, you listen to,
but they can't
music.
Go and live there.
I'm coming. That's what I'm saying, that from where we come from, a time comes, you pull the person to where somebody lives, where somebody can have a bit of supervision. You get me? I'm not saying that they should stop what they are doing. Nipaede by Yemwe. We get to a point, we need to know how to help people get back to their feet. And this Funny Face issue is gradually getting out of hand.
It's getting better. It's getting better after his release. Yeah, I mean, if I say it's getting better, at least we are happy that the children are okay. The grandmother is getting better. Yes, it's in court.
We need to pray.
Of course.
It's the kind of judgment that will come out.
Oh. As for the judgment, we'll all wait for it. But you see, when judgments come, it could be positive, it could be negative. With the negative, you can learn from that. Because,
I agree. We need to. This is a fine talent all of a sudden the talent, we are not seeing the talent. And I can tell you, there's a whole generation, when you mention funny face, they don't even know. They don't even know. Why would you waste your energy and buy credits? Let's say any poverty as I see so here day. That all you are calling is to this, to see somebody's downfall. That's you wake up, God has given you life, and all you wish for is your fellow to fall. Now we'll be now. Tomorrow when you are sitting in a wheelchair and then you say God no like you.
Ria, I think we are pressed for time, but I'm going to take submissions from everybody before we wrap it all up. So, Ria, they are calling you. They are calling the man, Joe Funny Face. Catch him. Go and put him inside. Throw him inside.
Okay, so, Doreen, I think the first part of my submission might sound a bit controversial to people. I'll have to say it. All right? As much as I don't like the fact that external forces are calling for the father of some of the victims to make sure he's arrested, I don't think that's right. I mean, you have to make justice take its natural course. Okay, but how do I put this for it not to I don't think Funny Face is special. Not listen to me, like, hear
I'm
me
listening.
Out. I don't think Funny Face is so special that, you know, things should be loosened for him because he's Funny Face. I mean, there are regular Johns out there who have gone through the same predicament, and they had nobody to go beg for them or nobody to follow them, a team to follow them to, you know, families and all that. And now, unfortunately, they are in police custody, they are in jail, they are serving time or however it is. So I feel like we should stop, like, yeah, he's our brother. So, of course, we would love to, for the Lord or the judges or whoever, the legislature or whoever, to tamper justice with mercy because he's showing some form of remorse. But I feel like let justice take its course.
Okay.
That's what I want. Let justice take its course, because now it's beginning to look like, because he's a star, because we've grown to love him, because we know him, it's like, oh, loosen things up a bit for him. Which, I mean, is natural. If your brother is in trouble, you know, come together and support. But what he did is not a small thing. It's very, very, very serious. Mental health, being under the influence of I don't know whether it was alcohol or whatever it was, and then driving. That was the most reckless thing any human being could have done. Even if it wasn't for the lives of endangering the lives of others, his own life was at risk. So please, let's know how we go about this.
I'll take Na's submission, then I can move to Nino.
The thing is, unfortunately, it's a state affair. The state is who's going to bring charges to Funny Face. The family cannot put pressure on investigators to do anything. They can bring a civil suit. Please hear me carefully. The family can only bring a civil suit and sue for compensation because somebody got hurt. If somebody had died in the situation, it becomes a criminal case. So, yes, it's a traffic offense. That's why he's being charged with drunk driving, reckless driving. It's a traffic offense. So I think there and then the family can't do much. It's up to the state to investigate. And then even the family will be used as witnesses. When the court is in possession, you know, they're only going to be witnesses as to what happened. They can't do anything else. It's only a civil suit they can bring against Funny Face. And what happened there, it's very unfortunate. We all go through things. Like Coca was saying, we all need to get to that point where we need to take some time off. You need, and there's nothing wrong with asking for help, especially when you don't feel like yourself. Doreen is here. Don't I talk to you sometimes? Because we are mothers. and you're working, you're doing double stuff, you have kids, there's a lot of pressure on us. As human beings, we're not built to take a lot. Sometimes you're thinking things are not going the way you want it to go. Sometimes you're overthinking things. Sometimes it's good. If you can't even see a professional, speak to somebody that you can open up to so that the stress on you can break it. Charlie, it's not easy to carry all that burden. Sometimes we create things around us that is not even is imaginary. And it's all in your head, though. Then you think it's actually happening to you. It's unfortunate it happened. Benson, I wish you well. I just hope that, you know, you find the right people around you and then take some time off for yourself to heal properly. Mm-hmm. We all do need, even me, myself. Sometimes I take it off. Why when you go off, you take it, Charlie? You just need to sleep a bit. Yeah. Rest. Talk to somebody. And this thing is not warriors, yo. Sometimes God needs to put a brake on you and say, you know, chill. Young man, come here. Come closer. So I agree with the family when they say, allow God to, you know, help him, restore him. Yeah, you need to take a break. And then there's nothing wrong with starting afresh. Hmm. There's nothing wrong with that, my dear. Nothing at all.
Nini.
Doreen, I think another unfortunate incident by Fanny. And I agree with Na totally that there are times that we need to take breaks and understand ourselves more. I mean, I do it. At times I lock myself in the room the whole day. Mm-hmm. Then my wife is asking what's wrong, but there are times you need to take breaks. There are times you need to take break.
Bedash.
Mr. Uzi.
Eh?
At times you need to take break and check yourself. Yes, I understand those calling for
him to the be family
to, because this is not the first time.
Mm-hmm.
This is not the second, mm-hmm. you know, and it's been happening. And anytime it happens, we are saying, and this is to that level that, you know, if someone had died, we will be saying,
no.
You understand? Mm-hmm. That's the level. So I agree that law should take its natural course. But I think that what are we doing to our brother? You know, everybody is saying he needs help. He needs help. Who is going to give the help?
Help, exactly.
Because I realize Kofi Aduma, is this Kofi Aduma interview that I realized that he even has family?
Yeah.
And it was shocking that the family even are excited to grant an interview.
Of course. I was
shocked.
They wanted the world to know that they
were there. Shocked they are happy to, after all this. You know, I think that they should have come in earlier,
mm-hmm.
you know, get people to stay with him, get the best of care, best of mm-hmm. mental treatment. They should have taken that charge long time. And it gets to this level, then we can see them granting interviews and all of that. I think it's unfortunate. I think that this is a time that the family should step in. You know, every human being, whether you're married or not, you know, when you die, you go back to the family.
Of course.
When there are issues of this nature, I think that the family, Fanny's family, must step in, take charge, and handle affairs of Fanny at this stage. That's what I think.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Of course.
Before we go, let me wish my mom a happy birthday.
Aww. Mommy's boy.
I love her.
Oh, Mommy Nino, we love you too.
So, Margaret Belinda Ayite Noi.
I'm
a work bed one in there. I told
her, Mommy Edna Anna Doreen.
Ah, look at that.
Now, Kushu Dali.
Margaret Belinda. So, Kwatioko, happy birthday to you. This for me and Nicolette, my sister, and my family, my wife, Audrey, and the little boys. We say happy birthday. We love you, and God be with you.
God be with you. And happy birthday to Mrs. Borte Doku Heman's sweet mom. Happy birthday to you. We are Hits FM. We love you. Thank you so much for being an ardent listener. Thank you for being so sweet to us. We love you so much. Happy birthday to you, Mommy.
Mm-hmm. And Mr. Uzi, I greet you.
Oh, yeah, we greet you.
Mr. Uzi.
Shout out. Next week is the D-Day.
Yeah. So let me greet him.
Okay.
Mr. Uzi. Mr. Uzi.
Mm-hmm. Welcome to the table. No, he's here to join the table. And let me say, he has joined the table.
He has joined.
So he
has joined. The academy, I can't see the
baby. I don't know. He just asked where he is.
But he has joined the table.
So, to let you all out there, some of us, I will take food flask.
Hey, I'm carrying ice chest.
I will take food flask because Bredash, I have to make sure that I enjoy every bit of it. So the D-Day is coming. We'll all celebrate Bradash, his beautiful wife, and you know, it's going to be beautiful. Don't worry, I'll tell you
if
more details.
Bradash has promised you marriage, it's a lie.
Hey! It's
a lie. Ask his sisters.
Yes.
Ask his sisters.
It is done. And that's it. So next
Please,
week
if
Saturday,
I catch you with my brother Bradash, I will beat him.
If I see you with Bradash and he's talking to you, I will let you know that, that he is just talk.
Married.
It's just talk, but
yes,
you know.
It's not going anywhere.
Thank you so much. Let me say good morning to Mr. Robert Clark. Even though Robert did not come to the studio, I know I have his full support. That's my manager extraordinaire. I love his hair too. Very beautiful. We know we are in Telesel. You know what I mean, baby? Oh, it's always a pleasure to have you all here on the show. Ria, Najele, Ninoy, of course, to Koka as well. Thank you so much to all the beautiful ladies who came through the show, from Desiree to Alaptawan to Akla. And don't forget, it's this evening for Akla. If you are not invited, don't go. We, those who have been invited, are the ones who are going. If you go and stand there, you'll be... I can't use her own, but I'm just telling you that you'll be bounced. So please, make sure you're there. Let's go support all these amazing ladies. And don't forget to also vote for Alaptawan for being nominated for the unsung category. Please go out, go and check her social media pages. Find a way to actually vote for her. She has to win this award. Let me say a very big thank you to the beautiful, sweet, handsome team. They're all men. They did form rough. Mr. Hagler, Fly Nemo Boy, Nana Kwame Labi, DJ Bradash. Oh, these are amazing gentlemen. And of course, let me not forget those who are making this show possible. Betway Top Up is here to assist customers with easier deposit options. Just look out for the top up icon at a Momo vendor near you and deposit cash into your Betway account. Visit betway.com.gh and click on Top Up, or call us on 0552-923771 to be a vendor now. No charges on deposit. Bet the responsible way, no under 18. Remember, terms and conditions apply. It's regulated by the Gaming Commission of Ghana. Betway, bet your way. And also, dear cherished customers, Telesel Ghana is delighted to inform that you that we have successfully secured 100% of our internet capacity and data services on both our mobile and fixed are being fully restored. We sincerely appreciate your patience during the downtime. Please be assured that our team has started work on refunds of expired bundles and related issues. Telesel, connecting energies. Thank you. And this is coming from Telesel, so you heard it. Bringing us to the end of the show, Zazi is here. Zazi is looking all dapper. Zazi, I like your outfit. And I like your beautiful beard. The black and white is so amazing. Chami Kwame said he's older than you. So now, I know now. So the ladies, we the ladies can come now.
So now.
The ladies, we can come now.
Come to daddy. Come to daddy. Daddy will welcome you.
Yes, so please.
I'm a young daddy, 16 years old, daddy.
Please, that is Andy Dusty. Andy Dusty singing. So that's the voice. Up next is the library. Andy Dusty is here. And oh, hey, Mr. Hagler. Okay, Mr. Hagler.
Ochami Kwame says he's older than Andy Dusty.
Yes.
Ochami Kwame was 48 2 days ago.
Yes.
And he's a year older than Andy Dusty.
So
we know now, we know Andy Dusty's age. Very soon he's Andy's going to be 50 years.
Yes.
Wow. Congratulations.
Congratulations
to of this. Oh my God.
But we
Please,
so hard.
Whoever disrespects me, you will be disrespected. Today you go chop this song.
AJ.
Yeah.
But
today we are did.
But you know, Andy, you look hot.
Cool, Andy.
Yes.
Grandpa Andy, we like you.
Grandpa Andy.
Grandpa.